This is the August 4th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm the chair, George Ryder. I will call the roll. Lona Elias. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Virginia Browning. Stephen Brown. Mal Bernstein.
Yep, here.
Benito Diaz. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. William Heerlagen. Joseph Kay. Pat Logan. Tony Norman.
Present.
Myself. Lawrence Reyes. Celine Roberts.
Present, but at point of personal privilege, can you get closer to the phone? I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I can fix that, I think, in just a bit. Nancy Sardaranaitomi.
Present.
John Langer.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Well, unfortunately, I only count nine, which doesn't square with the number that showed up on the...
William Heerlagen is here.
Ah, okay, that's 10. Okay, we have quorum. You received the agenda with the notice of the meeting. It's at the bottom. Are there any other items for the agenda?
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
And Lydia.
And then Lydia.
I sent a note to the Governance and Committee and the PND talking about resetting the second cycle of bylaw amendments. I sent that, I don't know if somebody has email access right now, but about a week ago, asking that it be on the agenda.
I didn't see it, Serene. What's the substance of it?
Did you say subject or substance?
Substance.
Okay, it's really hard to hear you, George. The second bylaw amendment period began with a notice on July 31st. Not only do I think we posted the amendment late, but... it came so close to the nominations things that I know a lot of people were engrossed with that a number of really necessary amendments are not on the table. And I would like us to restart the process. We still have time to do that and get it completed by the end of the year. It has to be all completed by December 31st on paper, but in actuality, we know that that means that it has to be voted on by the local stations sometime in November. But there is time to do that.
So are you suggesting that we reopen the starting date or set up another...
No, reset the clock is what I said.
Okay. Can
someone reset? Thank you very much.
That's a wonderful idea. I concur.
Where would you like that on the agenda? There's only one other item so far.
Actually, I see two items. Well, okay, whatever. I'd like it right after the report of the chair, since we're actually dealing with PND action.
Okay. Let's see.
Is anyone there?
I'm here. I hear you.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, it went out over here, too.
What's going on? Did we lose George? George, are you there?
I think we lost George.
Okay, so who's going to step in and cheer? We should keep moving.
Okay, you should be able to hear me now.
Oh. Who's that? That was George.
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Go, George. Do something.
Can I be heard now?
Yes.
Yes, you
can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Okay,
yeah, I can hear you, but apparently you can't hear us telling you yes.
I tried to use an external microphone, but it didn't seem to work.
No, it was working fine. We could hear you far better than what you're hearing this moment.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Just a moment.
Can hear us. No, we're good. Just keep going.
Okay.
Let's not do any more.
Okay. Let me ask you one more time. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah. We can hear
you. I have to literally keep the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Now,
yes,
this is good. All
right.
Hearing you is not the problem. Moving forward seems to be.
Yeah, so I gather I can't hear you when I plug the microphone in. All right.
All right.
So, was there any other items for the agenda? I would like to have a discussion. Hello? Hello?
I thought you asked if there were other items. Did I mishear you?
Yes, I did ask if there were other items.
Yeah. Didn't we have some other motions from last time?
Well, we cleared the agenda.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's in a minute or so.
And this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
This is just a note. Lawrence has been elected to the PMV, so he's the second director on here. So next month we might, I don't know whether anyone's interested from the LSC members to join the committee, but that's just a note.
Thank you. Any other items for the agenda?
Yeah, I do have something. I'm trying to find it. There's something I'd sent to the committee before this last thing. I sent something else to the committee, but the KPFCX list was not working at that time. So let me try to find it. I mean, you don't have to wait. You can talk about something else. I'll bring it when I have it.
Okay. I would like to put on the agenda a discussion of the KPFA Foundation, specifically what kind of legal implications there are for that. I would put that after the discussion about policy with regard to medical advice we're giving over the air. Is there any objection to that?
Yes, this is Lydia. I object.
Lydia?
Yes, I object.
You object to discussing it?
I do.
Okay.
You just said it was about legal issues. So.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm going to withdraw. I'm going to withdraw the. I'm going to withdraw that motion.
George, this is Nancy. You wanted to. Could you name that a little bit? The title KPFA legal issues. What did you want to put on the agenda?
He withdrew it, so it doesn't really matter.
There was a KPFA foundation incorporated in with the same mission statement as Pacifica, and with Margie and Dan Siegel as the incorporators. I'm not sure whether they're officers or whatever. And I wanted to find out what are the implications for that legally for the Pacifica Foundation. But I think Lydia is correct. Any legal discussion of that has to be done in executive session.
So we have
Serene's
item?
We have two items. We have Serene's item, and we have a discussion that I put on there of policy on medical information provided on air. If there are no, Serene, have you figured out, have you got the other item that you wanted to put on?
Well, I just resent one from 722 that I sent to the committee. Did anyone get that?
George,
no,
please.
722? No, I didn't get.
But I just forwarded it to the.
Here it is. Well, no, I don't.
Okay, let me. It's just a discussion on the. It came in at 9:02, 6:02, I guess, out there. Discussion regarding convening of committees, task forces, and work groups. I had initially sent that on July 22nd at 3:08 p.m. Eastern. Did anyone get it?
7:22 at 3:08. We're just.
Eastern. I don't know where you are.
Let's see.
But I'm saying I just resent it at 9:02. Did anyone get that version, that copy?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
No.
Was it
please?
I'm sorry, just let me complete this with Serene. Was it Serene WBAI that you sent it from?
Yeah. And the subject is regarding governance committee agenda for August 4th.
You want it on the agenda, fine.
We haven't got it yet, but the topic is as you expressed. Where would you like to put it?
It can come after the PNB stuff. It can come after your PNB report and after the timeline issue.
All right, and ahead of the other issue on providing medical information on the air?
I'm wondering, I have a question about that.
Okay.
I don't know, was that approved without objection? Because I do have a question.
Actually, it hasn't been approved. The agenda, I put it on before we discussed additions to the agenda, and we haven't really taken a vote on approving the agenda yet. So.
Okay, so this would be a good time for my question?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is why this is a governance issue rather than a programming committee issue?
It's a question of how to protect the foundation. That the event that occurred was a guest on a show was prevented from being on the show on the grounds that the information he was providing was faulty medical information, which if people used it could result in damage to themselves. And so the general manager, KPFT, prevented that from happening on those grounds. However,
okay, I'm sorry. If it's a legal issue, then I'm not quite sure why it's open session. If it's a content issue, I'm not sure why it's not programming. I'm still trying to see the governance book.
So the question is that the question was that I asked of John Prophet at the in-person meeting was, are we legally liable if someone actually listens to medical advice on the air? And is harmed by it. And his answer was yes. And so I wanted to clarify
George,
that.
That's a layman's answer, too. A layman's answer, which is not should not be taken as gospel.
Okay. Well, then perhaps what really needs to be done, then, is that I send the request to our counsel who handles these kind of legal radio issues, whose name escapes me at the moment.
John Kridlow.
John Kridlow, rather than bring it up for discussion. I'm willing to favor that. I'm willing to withdraw that, actually.
George?
We do need to put an answer to that, however, and I do think it is a governance issue. It has to do with basically instructing our management as to how they're supposed to handle these issues rather than allowing them to do it as they wish.
Why don't you leave it on the agenda, then?
What's that?
Why don't you leave it on the agenda?
Well, because I'm not clear what the legal situation is.
Well, I can tell you, speaking as a retired lawyer, that the station is possibly asking for a lot of trouble by allowing any medical advice, whether good or bad, to be dispensed over the air.
Okay, I'm going to leave it on for discussion. If there's an objection, we'll take a vote on whether or not to leave it on. Is there any objection to my leaving it on and we discussing this issue here on the Governance Committee?
This is Green. I object. I don't think that if we're discussing liability, that we need to do it on a stream call, inviting issues.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak?
Point of information, George?
Yes. Yes.
Nancy, KPFT. This is this kind of advice, dispensing advice, medical advice on the air with a disclaimer or with a check with your doctor or before you do anything, that kind of, that's what one of our medical shows does. I mean, before you do anything, you check with your own medical doctor. You're talking about with that kind of thing and...
No, I'm talking about what sort of things like that should we insist on? What sort of thing like that is needed in order to protect the Pacifica? A disclaimer would be one way of doing that. But that was what I was trying to get at. What do we need to do in order to protect Pacifica in this situation? There are other issues involved as well. But that's what I wanted to discuss here.
This is Margie.
So there was an objection. Anybody else want to speak to that, whether either for or against keeping on the agenda?
Margie wants to speak.
Yeah, I think that if we discuss it here without having posed the question first to John Kridlow, we'll just be sort of blowing smoke. And so I would suggest that you send the question to John Prophet and ask him to forward it to John Kridlow and ask him to send us back Kriegler's response. That's my suggestion. And that we not try and talk about it tonight because, Mal can tell us, but I think we'd be better off doing it on the basis of advice from our attorney.
This is Lydia, and I'd like to make that a motion. Second it or whatever.
Okay. I make it a motion. I move that we not have this discussion tonight, that we ask Kridlow his advice before we have a conversation about it. I agree that it's appropriately before the governance committee. I just don't think we should have this conversation absent real
legal advice.
Real legal advice.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So it, Okay, so that's a motion on the floor. We're still in the process of setting the agenda, but I suppose let's just deal with this with the motion. If I understand what you're saying, Margie, I would write up for Krieger and send it to John what the issue is here,
right,
and ask him to respond to it.
Right.
Okay.
This is Serene.
Yeah, Serene.
Okay, so I think the issue has, I think it's a very nuanced question asked properly, and I don't think one director should be making a request for legal advice. So I think it's fine for you to do the first draft, but it should then be circulated so that before we take rigorous time to answer one person's framing of the question, we should make sure that much of what folks are concerned about is covered in that question before we send it on to the lawyer. So my motion is that you would do a draft and send it to the other directors on governance, and then that composite would be sent on to the attorney.
I don't have any problem with that. If there's no objection, I'll interpret Margie's motion in those terms. Is there any objection to Margie's motion? Okay, hearing none, that's what we
as
will
amended,
do.
Correct? As
amended, yes. Item before us is still, we were a little out of order here, but the item before us is still approving the agenda. That there is just...
And George, I'm still in the queue.
I'm sorry, John, go ahead.
Yeah. With regard to the KPFA Foundation, I challenge the conclusion that this is has something to do with legal, and therefore we can't talk about it. I have the bylaw in front of me, and I don't think the bylaw says that we can't have it. Number one, all we're doing, all that's being proposed is to gather information, sort of what they call discovery. No trial is going on, no litigation is going on, no litigation has been proposed. So the bylaws don't enjoy us from talking about this. The section of the bylaws is the Article 6, meetings with the meeting.
John, you're breaking up.
Litigation and other matters requiring confidential advice of counsel involving commercial or financial information obtained on a privileged or confidential basis or relating blah, 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 bunch of stuff. We're not doing that here. It's not being proposed. We can talk about it. I propose that we do talk about it because a lot of people want to know what the heck is going on with this KPFA Foundation, which has the same, essentially, with the exception of one word being changed, it has the same charter, articles of incorporation, et cetera, as the Pacifica Foundation. So we should talk about what's going on and find out why it's going on.
Okay.
It's all about governance.
That discussion on the agenda.
Yep.
Margie is here, and she said she was willing to talk about it in a prior conversation I had with her on email. Where would you like to put that on the agenda?
Right up in the front where you had it.
You put it on.
It was an early, it had an early place in the queue. Let's give it its regular place in the queue.
How about after discussion of the bylaws, changing the bylaws? The bylaws.
I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me in terms of what is the draft agenda now.
So far, the draft agenda has just that item, one item on it.
Okay, and then right after would be perfect.
There's the minutes and there's that.
Yeah, sure, that's good.
Okay.
Nancy, can we have that bylaw rescheduling first?
Because that's the way it's, that's the way John suggested it.
Good. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Hi. Sorry, I changed phones and I lost what I what is it that John is adding to the agenda?
John wants to add a more general discussion of the KPSA Foundation, what was the significance of that leaving outside any legal questions. He points out that there is actually no legal case pending, and I was curious about possible legal issues, but there are not, possible ones, but there's nothing at the moment, so he wants to have a general discussion and find out more about that. And so he asked that it be put on the agenda after the motion to extend the bylaws timeline. So is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay, hearing none. Is there, what?
I have another question.
We have real life. We've got real stuff to do.
Serene, point of information, Serene had a second thing she wanted to put on the agenda that she had sent, July 22nd.
I'm sorry, I forgot what it was also. Serene, what was that?
Convening of meetings.
What?
Convening of meetings, okay.
How meetings are convened.
How meetings are convened. Where would you like to put that?
I typically ask that it be after the bylaws issue.
Okay, after bylaws and before the KPSA Foundation. Is there any objection to that? Good. Hearing none, is there anything else that anyone wants to put on the agenda?
Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I wanted to ask Margie if she had written her motion down, and if not, can I just write something like Margie's motion to ask John Prophet to seek advice from John Krigler on giving medical advice on the air?
Sure.
It's not political, it's medical. But
it's more complicated.
The motion is amended was that, that I will make a grant.
I will send something.
Oh, thank you, Margie. Okay.
Nancy, the motion as amended was that I would make a draft and circulate it to the Governance Committee DNB members prior to forwarding it to John Krieger.
Well, now I remember. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, are there any other items to the agenda?
Yeah, this is Serene.
Serene?
And I have two motions. I'm trying to put together a list to send it to folks since the governance thing is not working. But one is with regard to a special rule regarding the in-person meeting order. We recently passed an amendment that would introduce more flexibility than the language currently provides with regard to the number of in-person meetings per year. And I have a motion affecting the order in which we meet, and also one on public comment at in-person meeting.
The first one you mentioned was a proposed bylaw amendment, or are you talking about something else?
I'm sorry?
The first one you mentioned about changing the number of the requirements for in-person meetings. That was a proposed bylaws amendment, wasn't it?
Well, that the bylaw amendment has already passed in terms
that
of the number of meetings.
That did pass. All right, and you want to modify that
with regard to the meeting order.
Okay, so you're proposing a special rule relating to that.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, where do you want to put that?
Top.
Wherever. Just put it on the agenda.
I would like to have it after the discussion about the KPFA Foundation.
Well, I object to the discussion about the KPFA Foundation, so I guess we'll deal with that when we come to vote.
I asked the people that objected to that, but All right, so...
And I have consistently said yes.
Let's take a vote then. Anyone else want to speak to whether or not to have on the agenda the discussion of the KPS Foundation?
But you're going to take a vote, right?
Yeah.
I'm about to take a vote, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it's a discussion that needs to happen and might help clear the air. And so I'm speaking in favor of that. And I'm going to take a vote right now on that. So a yes vote says that you want to, oh dear, just a moment while I bring up the...
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'm here.
Lawrence, welcome. Okay, I'm going to take a vote on leaving on the agenda or not. So a yes vote is to leave it on, a no vote is to take it off.
You want to repeat what it is since Lawrence just got on?
Yes, I do. It's a motion to discuss the KPFA Foundation, to discuss the recent creation of the KPFA, to discuss the KPFA Foundation and the issues around that. Okay, Lorna Elias, Lydia Brazan.
No.
Virginia Browning. Are you there, Virginia? Stephen Brown. Mal Bernstein.
No.
Benito Diaz. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass for now, I'm not sure.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. William Heerlagen.
No.
Joseph Kay. Pat Logan. Tony Norman. Tony?
No. No.
I vote yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Nancy Sadar Naratomi.
No.
John Winger.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Okay, so the motion failed. Well, the no votes are 7-2 in favor, so that will not be on the agenda. Serene, you wanted to put on two more items. The first one was about a standing rule with regard to the in-person meetings. And what was the second one?
About public comment at in-person meeting.
Public comment. Okay. Those would go after the timeline. Is that correct? Is that what you want them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, just to clarify for me, we have the first item is the timeline. That is to say, the bylaws amendment timeline. The next item was Serene's about convening committees. The one after that would be standing rules about in-person meetings. And the one after that would be public comments at in-person meetings. Have I left anything out? Okay, so in that case, is there any objection to the agenda? The other items on the agenda are the minutes, which Nancy tells me she just sent out recently, and the report by myself on PNB actions from this committee. And then those four items, we adjourn at 10:30. Is there any objection to that agenda?
Only the time of adjournment. I'll just get off when I want to get off. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you, Mel. Okay, so the first item would be the minutes, but actually we passed a rule, a motion here on the Governance Committee a while back that the minutes should be available 1 week before we actually voted on them, which I forgot about the last time we did this, but I would like to just go with that rule, unless the committee would prefer not to, give Nancy a chance to complete the minutes. She mentioned that she thought they were incomplete. Nancy, is that okay with you?
Oh, yes, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So, my report.
George? George?
Yes, yes.
Okay. This is Serene. I sent out the governance motion, the three items I want to discuss, using a list that I think is pretty accurate of current governance members, and that's better to use than the one that said urgent amending the bylaw timeline, because that goes to a whole bunch of Pacifica groups.
Oh.
And although we're not dealing with anything confidential, it's, you know, don't just hit reply all on that.
I haven't got anything else from you, actually.
Why?
I haven't got anything else from you, but has anyone else gotten anything else? Just say yes if you have.
It was sent at 9:24.
Yeah, no, the last... No, I haven't got it. Maybe I'm looking at... Was it sent from Serene, WBAI?
Yep. Okay, I will try to send it again, but what I'm saying is people should not use reply all on my original posting that Nancy reposted, because that also, if you do reply all, it goes to the full PMB and to several other governance lists. Get it?
Yes. Okay, well, we do have the one about the timeline. So let me do my report first. I'm sorry, I'm doing this from recollection. I didn't have a chance to listen again to the PMB meeting, but one of the motions that we sent forward had to do with canceling meetings. And the sense of it was that you had to pull the committee, basically, if the chair wanted to cancel a meeting. And that was approved. My recollection is we sent one that Nancy had put together that was actually sent back. Did any of the other PMB members refresh my memory about that if I got it wrong? Okay, well, hearing...
I don't remember.
Yeah, And those are the other motions that were sent of the items that we considered last month. Any questions about that? Okay, let's move on to the bylaws timeline then. So, Serene, would you motivate this?
Sure. Okay, so we had the first bylaw period, I don't know, when was that, April, May, June, I don't know, some time ago. We now have a second one. The bylaw amendment process begins with a public notice, which means recordings. I think it's announcements three times a day. There are specific time periods. And then 45 days later, the PNB votes. And then within 60 days of that, the five stations are expected to convene their delegates' assemblies and vote, and you need three of the five in order to successfully approve a bylaw. The deadline for this round was July 31st. So the announcement for the notice date was July 31st, meaning that beginning as early as 6 a.m., the clerk that announced the bylaw amendment process and tell members where they can look for the details would have started playing. In my view, that means that as of 6 a.m. on July 31st, that information, the details of the actual proposed changes, should have been available, and I don't think it was. It wasn't. So I think that's a problem. I think we, on stuff like this, it sounds maybe a little petty to be so precise, but I think the language is there for a reason. 45 days doesn't begin just before the day ends. It begins when the day begins, actually, at midnight or a minute after midnight. But that's one thing. More substantively, there are a number of changes that I would like to see in the bylaws that I would like us to at least get on the table. I know that there are other bylaw proposals that others have some interest in pursuing that are also not included in the 7 that are posted on Pacifica.org. My feelings about some of those that are posted is irrelevant. Some are great and some are like, you know, but whatever. That's not so much the issue as we're going to do this year. We also have an opportunity to send ballot questions out to members since they're voting this year in LSB elections. And we should take advantage of that. There may be things that folks want to do that require a bylaw, a vote by the membership. We lose that entirely if we stick to that old timeline that began on the 31st, and I don't think there's anything improper about us saying, okay, we're going to restart the process. It's a several-step process. We've only begun the first step, and as I said, not too well.
Is there a motion?
That's it. That's my argument for restarting it.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I object, but not necessarily that I think it can't be delayed a little bit, but I can't remember a time when the carts were ever started, I'm sorry, on time. And I've been on off and on this board for what seems like forever. But anyway, however, it is true that to comply, we should be noticing for 45 days. And I think that what that would require is for John to ask the managers if the carts are playing. And then just add those additional days to the rest of the calendar, and we can address the back end of the calendar by a matter of a few days. That's number one. The other option is to now that's strictly on the sticking to the bylaws criteria. This would be a first, but we could try it. And then the but the other option is that by two-thirds we could add another. It says balloting period. By the way, I think that should be another bylaw amendment because that can mean a lot of things. It means you can send out a balloting a ballot, not necessarily finish the voting. That's a vague terminology relative to how we work, and so we could by a two-thirds vote on the PMB at another cycle. And that's what I would favor in order to accommodate both of the issues that Serene has raised. She will also have to notice to rescind the previous motion on the PMB because it wasn't passed by this body, I don't think. Or was it first? I don't remember.
No, we passed the timeline here, but it has no force until the PMB.
We didn't pass the timeline here. We passed a motion saying that the timeline would be presented at the in-person meeting. The dates were never presented to this committee.
That's correct, and George came up with the dates. Okay. So anyway, so the PMB would have to be noticed to rescind. However, I think that fixes both. You can extend the notice period, add the number of days, but John Prophet would have to confirm for us what that is and extend it by that number of days. That fixes the one noticing period. And in terms of people not having enough time, they've known since the in-person meeting, because it was on the agenda. Everybody could have written it the day after the in-person meeting. It had very little to do, in my opinion, and I put myself in there because I was cramming at the last minute myself. I didn't do it the first day after the in-person meeting, so but I knew about it. And so, you know, procrastination is our strong suit, obviously. And then, you know, you pay the price. You don't get your bylaws in. But I do think that we can add another, according to the bylaws, two-thirds vote, and we can start the clock. And there's nothing to say you also, if you want to do it by the end of December, finish the whole thing, you can start a month later. Then the current one, they could be overlapping. It's not like too many people pay attention to it, but, you know, it's worth it, and it wouldn't violate the bylaws.
Okay, so I hear two, actually. One is an amendment to Serene's motion, if I understand it correctly.
That's
which
correct.
Which would be to increase the back end of the notice date by whatever number of days are needed to actually get 45 days of courts being played. Is that correct? That's correct. And we would basically direct, and that seems to me to be something that is, I'm not sure whether we can, whether we need to make that as a recommendation to the PMB or whether we can, when you think about it, whether we can just directly make the motion to charge John Proffitt with doing that. The other thing that you're suggesting is, let me finish, please.
Yes.
The other thing that you're suggesting is, it seems to me a second motion altogether, which is we could recommend to the PMB that they have another bylaws session this year, beginning this year anyway. But that would clearly only be a recommendation. The PMB has to do that. What I'd like to do is to first consider the first suggestion, which is an amendment to Serene's motion, Serene, you're basically proposing that we have requires unanimous consent from the PMB to do it. So all we could do is recommend that here. Well, go ahead, speak to it, Serene.
Okay, so I was not, the request for unanimous consent was because we were dealing with it by email. We were not at a meeting. So I think somewhere in the bylaws it says that anything that the body is entitled to do in a meeting, it can do between meetings, but by unanimous consent. It would simply be a majority with notice, because I did give notice when I wrote to this committee. I also wrote to the PMB, but I'm not quite sure I understand Lydia's point about simply adding to the back end. Are we going to have an opportunity to make additional proposals?
No,
clearly she was saying not, that the proposals would stand. We would not move the notice date to the beginning, but we would actually extend the notice period enough days so that there were actually 45 days of cards being played. Is that correct, Lydia?
Okay. That's correct. And then the second motion, which is separate from that, is to start a whole new balloting period with a new notice date and so forth within this calendar year, and propose it, recommend it to the PMB to vote on. Excuse me. And it sounds to me like we would have a two-thirds majority, since there are folks on all sides that want to propose some bylaws, so amendments.
So, sorry.
Okay.
I just want to get on the staff to argue against both of
against
these proposals.
Against what?
Against both of Lydia's proposals.
Okay, the second one.
I'm sorry, John. I forgot to mention that I did, and maybe John Proffitt can comment, because I did ask him yesterday if he had notified the GMs, and if not, to do so. So that may already have happened, and maybe the cards are already going. So, John.
John, do you want to comment on that? John, are you there?
Counts on one to
on mute.
Is he on mute?
I don't know.
No, maybe he had to bounce off. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So let me just address the question of what we can actually do here. It seems to me that all we can do is recommend to the PNB that they make the changes. It is clearly up to the PNB, I think, to set the timeline, so I would think modifications have to be voted on by the PNB as well. Anyone disagree with that?
Isn't that all this committee ever does?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's no change. It's just evolution.
Yeah. So let's discuss then what's to be recommended, which is that Lydia. So the original motion was.
I'll type it up and send it out. I'm home now.
That we recommend changing the notice date altogether, which would allow new bylaws. Amendments to be proposed. Lydia's amendment to that is that we change only the back end of the notice date by whatever number of days are needed to allow a full 45 days of cards being played on all the stations. And we would have to know from John Prophet when that was likely to happen. So that's what's open for discussion is Lydia's amendment. It seems to me it's basically a substitute, so you can discuss either one, and we'll take a vote on Lydia's first. Anyone want to speak to this?
Actually, I have a procedural question.
Yes.
If there are two amendments on the floor...
There aren't. There's only one.
Well, Lydia made two motions.
I didn't allow the second motion. The two separate motions.
Okay, I'd like to join the staff.
Okay, good.
Okay, so the motion from Lydia that we are discussing is one that simply makes the existing... Well, it actually shifts all the dates. It'll actually shift all the dates, not just the end of the notice period. It'll shift the PNB voting date, and therefore it'll shift the period of time.
That's correct.
At least the end of... Huh?
That's correct.
The end of the right, and it seems to me that if we're going to make an adjustment, we may as well make an adjustment and get what folks seem to want. I know certainly I would like to have an opportunity to introduce some other bylaw changes. I don't see the point in making an adjustment that doesn't really open the door. You know, it's just an adjustment because. People didn't do things at the time they were supposed to do them, and I'm not judging, I'm just stating. I don't think that's really a solution to the question.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Well, I guess I do. There are really two separate questions. One is the question of people wanting to make more amendments and didn't get it done in time, and the other is the question of cards not being played in time. And it seems to me that they are really two separate things. And I guess I'm in favor of Lydia's substitute motion. It seems to me to be simpler and. I guess it's a good idea when you set a notice date that you keep it as well. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I would support Serene's motion that would allow new additions for possible reform. That I would really, because we really do need reform, and I'm really interested in looking and seeing what they did until the last minute. But, more time to do that, yes. And I don't see why we would just, you know, just shift just to make things neat and not allow for any more additional reform. It just seems like a lot of trouble for nothing, what you get for it. That's all.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Serena, anybody else?
Anyone else who hasn't spoken want to speak to this? Yes, William.
Under Lydia's proposal, would there be a chance to add new bylaw amendments?
Not on this round. She's suggesting a separate motion later on at the PNB level, which would open up another kind of bylaw amendment. Yes.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah, no, I mean, we could vote on it tonight. I have two amendments. One of them is simply to start this going forward. First of all, I'm going to assume that John Prophet has already asked the GMs to put the cards together. They may be playing it at a station other than Serene. So, you know, anyway, but we'll see. And then the second one is that we start a separate the next balloting period, because this has already been announced, voted on, etc. It's on the website. Everybody is adjusting their schedules to that to the degree possible. My first amendment only adjusted a little bit. The other one takes it farther, as will a third ballot. But I think that it's allowed for in the bylaws. The PMB can allow for another ballot, and we should do that. Otherwise, we have to redo all of this stuff that's there. But I think at some point you have to be responsible for what you knew months ago as to when the deadlines were going to be for the bylaws amendments. But anyway. That's it. So it allows for both, in other words.
Point of information, Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
With these, Serene's plan or Lydia's two plans, would the voting time of the five stations, would it be changed? Would it be in the holiday season? I just want to know, what is the likelihood of a quorum and making, you know, being able to vote on these things? Do any of these extend into holiday terms?
It depends on how long it takes. We're 4 days into the time period when the card should have been paid. It depends upon how long it takes to get the stations to actually play the cards.
And we don't know if they're playing. I don't know.
Can I finish? Try to answer Nancy's question.
I'm sorry to get
So the first vote of the PNB was only a few days after that, so I think it would probably have to be put forward however long is necessary to accommodate the first change. And you know, if that turns out to be a month, well, yes, we'll get into December. But if it turns out to be only 10 days, no, it won't. Let's see. Anyone who hasn't spoken to this who would like to speak to it? Okay. Anyone who's already spoken would like to speak to it again?
Serene has asked for the step three times now.